Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Conflict of emotion. From accomplished author Geraldine McCall is the story of a woman who pays too high a price for love. At first glance, Janice and Christopher seem to have the ideal marriage. In fact, Janice's love for Chris is so strong, she forgoes the pursuit of a higher education to marry him. They have three beautiful children, a home, a great deal of happiness, or so it seems. The true conflict of emotions comes when Janice has no choice but to face the truth about her husband. The author, Geraldine McCall, is a Florida native, having been born in Pompano Beach, now calling Fort Lauderdale her home. Retired from the state of Florida Department of Transportation after many years of service. During her employment, she worked as system administrator, instructor for computer software classes. Geraldine is active in her church, a lifetime member of the NAACP, as well as the Florida A&M University Alumni Association. Geraldine has authored 5 books, among them Conflict of Emotion. Geraldine McCall joining us on today's This Week in America. Hi, Geraldine. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, and thank you very much.
I love the topic of this book, and there's so much to talk about there, but let's start by the premise of the book. Sometimes we're equally yoked with the person, connected with the person we married. That's not always good, is it?
No, it isn't. Well, you know, most times when you're young, you're not even thinking about being yoked equally or otherwise.
Yes.
You are going by your emotions. And that's what get a lot of us in trouble, going by our emotions instead of thinking about, am I equally yoked to him?
Yes.
Is he equally yoked to me? Do we want the same things out of life? You know, young people sort of skip over that part.
Yeah, and then you're young, you're in love, or you're older and you're in love, and sometimes we think things are going to go differently than what they do. This is the story of a woman who literally pays too high a price for love. Talk about the idea of where this came from and how much may reflect some of what you went through in your life.
Okay, the idea for this book came to me one January. My high school class and I, we always have a gathering on New Year's Day. And like a lot of people, the women are in one room and the men are in another.
Yes.
And we ladies were sitting in a room talking, and we were airing out some about things and whatnot. And as they spoke, I says, hey, this will make a good book, because we've all had our good times and our bad times. And when you've come from first grade on through high school together, you're like family. We really are like a family. And from some of the things they went through and some of the things I went through, that's what made me write this book.
And as you're reading the book, Conflict of Emotions, by our guest on the program, Geraldine McCall, you can see so much of maybe a reflection of a part of your life or people that you know in it, because it seems to be quite common. We look on the outside and we see two people and we think, I wish I could be more like Janice and Christopher. They seem to have it together. They have happiness. They've got a great, stable relationship. Yet it's not always what it appears. And then there comes a point when you really need to face that. And talk a little bit about that, when Janice comes to the realization that, okay, I can't look the other way anymore.
You know, when things first, okay, I'll start. America used to teach its girls in happily ever after when you got married.
Yes.
That is what Janice believed. She looked at her parents' marriage, and they were happy. That's all she saw. She didn't see the hard glances and whatnot, okay? So when she got married, she married Chris thinking she was going into happily ever after. So when things started to go bad, she didn't believe it at first. She didn't believe it. And she kept on and she started to pray, but she prayed to herself. And then things got worse and worse. Well, Janice solved her problem by reading. She enjoyed reading. So that's what she did to hide from what was really happening. Now, Chris, on the other hand, he knew what type of woman he had married. He knew she did not believe in divorce. Janice's mother saw Chris as a playboy when she first met him, and she tried to warn Janice, but Janice didn't want to hear it. So after Janice is in this marriage, at first she was reluctant to let it be known that she did not have as good a marriage as she was bragging about, because she bragged the whole time, Chris loves me and our marriage is going to last forever. No such animal existed. So things kept going badder, worser and worser. And as they got worse and worse, she started having all kind of nervous problems and whatnot. She was a shy girl to begin with, and he knew how to manipulate her. But as things continued to go bad, she began to grow. She began to wake up. Some of the books she read allowed her to know how a real marriage was, how it should be.
Yes.
And she started to wake up. And she says, you know, I don't have to put up with this. But she still didn't want a divorce. She wanted to make things work. She wanted her children to grow up with a mother and a father in the home. She kept trying to get Chris to go for counseling. He would not go. He said it was no problem in the marriage because he knew she wasn't going to go anywhere. He knew she was going to put up with everything that was happening. And he continued, and he kept telling her it was no problem in the marriage. It was no problem in the marriage. But she grew out of that. She grew out of it, and she got a backbone. It was a hard thing for her to handle. She even went to counseling herself.
Well, yeah, finish up that thought, because this is so important what Janice went through, because so many people can relate to this.
Yes, and see, Chris kept telling her nothing was wrong, that it was all in her mind, and she was insecure. She was insecure, and she was saying, because she went from her mother's house to Chris' house. She did not do a lot of dating before she married, so she didn't know what to expect. She was still in this dreamland about happily ever after. But when she realized that it was no such animal as happily ever after, it takes two to make a marriage. It takes only one cold-hearted person to break a marriage. They say it takes two to break a marriage. It doesn't necessarily have to be two. One can be true. The other one knows the other one's not going anywhere, so he goes out and do whatever he wants to do, knowing she's going to still be home.
And that's the premise
behind
it. She
finally woke up.
Yeah, conflict of emotions. This is the story that's unfolding between Janice and Christopher. The author is Geraldine McCall, and Chris, and she is with us on the program. Geraldine McCall, the author. Her website is geraldinemccall.com. Books available at the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on and get all of the information. Talk about that point where Janice finally decides, I have to do something. And this has to be one of the toughest decisions, maybe the toughest that she'll ever have to make, because of the enormity of that situation. She is altering her life and probably family members' lives, possibly forever.
Yes, well, what happened, Janice realized she really needed help. So she went to see a psychiatrist. And she talked to, it was a lady. And she explained to her what was going on. She was through tears and shaking and carrying on. So the doctor told her, she says, I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You're not going to do it, but I'm going to tell you. Your son is giving you problems because of what he's living with. You need to divorce your husband. She said, I know you're not going to do it, so I'm going to make a suggestion. I have two suggestions. One, you get a divorce. Two, let me give you a prescription for tranquilizers. Janice told her, she says, no man will make me start popping pills. I will not do it. I'm going to get a divorce. Okay, that's what Janice said in the doctor's office. When she left the doctor's office going back to work, she had to pull on the side of the road because she couldn't see for the tears streaming from her eyes. She sat there and she cried until she couldn't cry any longer. Then she drove on to work. And by the time she left work, she had decided to give Chris one more chance. Well, when she got home from work, that first thing she usually did was change clothes, wash her hands, and sit in her chair and read the newspaper before she started dinner. Well, when she opened the lifestyle section of the newspaper, the first thing she saw was an ad for divorce. And she says, oh, she says, God is telling me it's time to make my move. And that's what she did. She didn't want to do it, but that's what she did. And now she cashed in some saving bonds that she had. with her name and Chris' name on them. She cashed them in, and that's what she took to the attorney, and she gave it to him. She says, I cannot afford to pay for this divorce, but this is my deposit. And that's what happened. She started the proceedings. But being the type person that Janice was, she allowed Chris to talk her out of it. She had spent her money, but she didn't want to lose her money. So she called the attorney and asked the attorney if they would put it on hold. Don't put it in the dead-end file because she didn't want to lose her down payment. She says, I'm going to give him one more chance. And if it doesn't work, then we'll follow through. Sure enough, he just got worse. Because he knew he had her over a barrel. He knew her talking divorce was just hot air, and he could do what he wanted to do. And that's what he continued to do.
It's such an interesting, once you read the story, you're not going to want to put it down. It's very easy to read. It's got a nice flow to it. It keeps you wanting to read another chapter before you put the book down at the end of the day. Conflict of Emotions by Geraldine McCall, our guest in the program. Her website is geraldinemccall.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's a book that's receiving excellent reviews, and you will find out why when you pick up a copy and read it. I know, and you mentioned this a couple of times in the messages that Janice was getting. How important is it to have God in your life?
It is very important because God will guide you through everything if you have a personal relationship with Him. He'll guide you whether you have one or not, but it's easier if you have a personal relationship with God because some people might say it's the inner voice or it's intuition. I choose to think it is my Lord and Savior who guides me. Or, you know, you can have a trustworthy person in your life who you know you can tell anything to. But Jesus is the guiding light through it all. He knows you. He knows how much you can take. And He will give you your next step if you listen.
You know, you said
you have to listen.
Well, you said several things there. And let's go back and talk about that inner voice. How do we know that is important? Sometimes we feel, I'm not quite sure. I have this feeling, but I'm not sure where it's coming from. How do we know that we should let that voice guide us?
In this lifetime, you have to step out on faith.
Yes.
Step out on faith. If you don't take a chance, you would never know whether it was the right move or the wrong move. And one thing about it, if you make the wrong move, all you have to do is ask God to guide you. He will guide you where you should go. Even when you don't see how it's going to work, you follow His guide and you'll see it'll work out better than you could ever have thought it would have.
So listen to that inner voice. And then you mentioned having somebody you can talk to. How important is that to have, I was going to say a circle of friends, but maybe not even a circle, a semi-circle of friends where you got maybe one or two people you can confide in. How important is it to have that friend structure there?
It is very important because sometimes you need someone just to get things off your chest with that you know won't go anywhere else.
Jill,
you need to be able to talk about your deepest fears with someone who you know you can trust.
This is in Geraldine's book, Conflict of Emotions. It's one of the topics that's addressed in the book by Geraldine McCall, her website, geraldinemccall.com. I know giving back is very important to you. We talked about having friends and having the listen to the inner voice, listening to the voice of God and trust in God. Talk about giving back and the importance of sharing your life with others. And the importance of volunteering. I mentioned in the beginning all that you've been active in from church work to the NAACP, the School Alumni Association. How important has that been to you, having a well-rounded, enjoyable, balanced life by being able to give things back and volunteering?
In volunteering and giving back, you remain young. You are continuously learning new things, learning new people. When you share what you know, it's well appreciated, and you appreciate it when someone shares what they know with you, especially if you're at a time when you really need it. I volunteer at the food giveaway at the local YMCA once a month. I also volunteer with Church Women United. That's a statewide organization. And now it's just all kind of places. I do a lot of work at my church. It makes you feel worthy when you are giving back, because no matter how bad your situation is, you can always find someone in a worse situation.
Well, I love your...
The troubles you have gone through,
yes,
would be put you in a spot to help someone else who may be going through the same thing.
Well,
you can
this,
be there to help them.
This book will do that. Conflict of Emotions, as you're reading through this and following Janice and Chris, you can see, again, could be a situation that hits close to home, could be a relative, a friend, someone going through this situation, and the conflicts they go through. And it's such a well-written book. I mentioned you've written other books as well. What are you working on now?
Right now, I'm working on putting together stories for our children's book.
Ooh, I bet that one.
These are stories from my life. See, I was born and raised in Pompano when it was a farm town. I'm a bean picker. So
yes,
some of the things that happened in the bean field, my mom had us take piano lessons as children, all those type things. That's what I'm working on now, when I was a child, because things are not like that this day.
No, and I'd be anxious to read that book, and would love to have you back to be able to talk about that. And this writing thing, I understand. What, you're like 6 years old and had this desire to write books. Here you are, slightly older than six, but writing a number of books out there. What's this like for you to be a published author and to be able to touch people with your writing?
It's a wonderful feeling. When I started out, I was 6 years old, and I told my family, I says, I'm going to be a writer when I grow up. Well, no one said anything. That was the loudest no a six-year-old could have heard. I forgot all about it as I grew up.
Yes, way to
but
go.
As a young lady, I was working at a local radio station writing commercials, and one of the vendors sent me a liquid silver bracelet as a gift because he sold out of everything the commercial was for. That gave me the incentive to go and take a class on how to write a book. And my first book I wrote, it just did everything for me. It felt wonderful. So many people said, you did a great job. One man told me, he says, you know, this story you wrote, it's my story, except I went to jail. He said, because I beat her up. But other ladies have said that, you must have been looking in my window. This happened to me. Because everyone should read the book, because they can all find something in it that will identify something that happened to them.
And you'll find all of Geraldine's books, yes, at GeraldineMcCall.com. So you really are touching people. There has to be such a compliment when people will say, it must have been looking in my window, because I can totally relate to what you're talking about. I mean, you really have the pulse of someone, don't you, when you're able to get compliments like that?
Yes, I think it's a God gift, honey. It's a God's gift.
Yes, well, keep writing.
Follow your dreams.
Well, do that. Listen to the inner voice. We're right back to listening to that inner voice again. And the worst that can happen is it doesn't work out, and you talk to God again, and you get going in the right direction. So it's really worked out very well for you. I just love the book, Conflict of Emotions. It's available at Geraldine's website, GeraldineMcCall.com. You'll find it at the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Geraldine's website. Geraldine, it's been fun. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It has been a pleasure.
You be blessed.
You as well, and hopefully we'll do this again. You got more books coming. We'll talk about them on the program. Geraldine McCall has been our guest. Her book is Conflict of Emotions. You'll find all the information at her website, GeraldineMcCall.com. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.